Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and with me today is Bajinder Pal, CIO at the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Also joining us from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. Bajinder, given the recent financial crisis which we've talked about, I'm sure that OCC has had to respond to many evolving and emerging issues affecting the banking system. With programs such as TARP and the like, how has your organization had to change to meet some of these new demands? And more specifically, what role does your IT organization play in assisting OCC and broader Treasury in managing and monitoring some of these new programs?
Well, clearly, I mean, this is a, as you mentioned, tumultuous time for the country as a whole. Obviously, the disruptions in the financial markets are causing a lot of hardships for our citizens. At the OCC, information technology has a critical role in helping the mission of the agency in terms of managing the risk and supervision of the national banking system. In that sense, it's a pretty exciting time for information technology, being the what I call the strategic business enabler, to find the right solutions so that, that we can respond to the emerging business needs of ensuring the safety and soundness of our national banks quicker, faster, through information technology. I mentioned earlier that that part of our modernization strategy includes having infrastructure that is flexible and agile that can meet the demand of the business. So I'll give you one example of that. Outside of TARP, and I'll get back to TARP in a minute, the OCC actually manages what I call a national help desk. So if, for example, a citizen has a problem with the bank, particular bank, a national bank, they can call the OCC, and the help desk is located in Houston. The good old way of calling the OCC and registering an inquiry or a complaint was, one, you pick up the phone and you talk to someone. The other person on the phone would write things down or enter that information. Or I could email, you know, my complaint inquiry, or I could fax the inquiry, or I could actually write a letter and so forth. And that process would take days and weeks for the OCC to respond to. Well, information technology obviously could play a critical role in sort of streamlining that process so that ultimately we could respond to the citizen in much faster fashion. So sure enough, I mean, working with our Office of Ombudsman that manages the National Help Desk, information technology deployed a internet-based, web-based solution where anyone who has access to the internet is able to securely file the inquiry online. And the cool thing was that in information technology, the application, the system that we deployed has enough data validation checks up front. So if a citizen made an error, let's say misspelling a bank name and so forth, the application would correct that or flag that up front so it could be corrected by the user real time. The end result was that inquiry would be filed so much faster, and OCC could respond to that inquiry, you know, in an expeditious manner. And we did that. So this was an example of using information technology, responding in this critical environment to help the citizens of this country. And it's kind of interesting. We're still collecting metrics, but some of our backlog, for example, of inquiries, and we get about 70,000 inquiries a year. Nationally, our two-month backlog has now dropped down to 20% now. By 80%, we have reduced the backlog within 2 months. So, some of the metrics are just immense. All of the data validation, data checks and so forth, they're done upfront by the system so that there's no lag of days and weeks and so forth, so OCC can respond to the citizen much faster. Similarly, you mentioned TARP. Clearly, this was an opportunity for information technology at the OCC to be a strategic enabler so that we could work jointly with the Federal Reserve Bank, FDIC, with the TARP office, main treasury, and provide a collaborative environment where applications for relief program could be processed and shared by all the respective agencies in a much more expeditious way. Information technology at the OCC was able to deploy a secure, sort of a private cloud network for collaboration that allowed all of these agencies to share TARP applications and process those applications. So absolutely. So we play a critical role across the mission of the agency at the TARP and in the delivery of services to our citizens.
Now, Bajinder, I've been reading a lot about something called XBRL, which stands for the Extensible Business Reporting Language. What is XBRL, and how does it simplify the exchange and use of business and financial performance data?
XBRL is, think of that as like Italy's standard. It's a protocol for sharing information, financial information. And why is XBRL important? Well, it's important because we share information with other banks. And we are talking about thousands of banks across the country. Not only OCC shares information or data with the banks, but other agencies, other regulatory agencies like FDIC and OTS, for example, or the Federal Reserve Bank. The idea behind XBRL is that if you have a common standard for data exchange, a common protocol, then the accuracy of data coming in from the bank could be in a common format. You would spend less time validating the information and more time using and analyzing that information. So just to give you an example, there's something called the Call Data Report, or CDR. This is a quarterly report mechanism where more than 8,000 banks file in their quarterly information to OCC, FDIC, and OTS. And about 2 years back, this program went through a major modernization where XBRL became sort of the standard mechanism to exchange information. The data validation before and after was a tremendous difference. I mean, the number of hours that the agencies would spend before the XBRL modernization used to be in days. And now it's been reduced to hours. So what that means is that now the examiners are spending more time analyzing the data as opposed to validating the accuracy of that data coming in. So XBRL, having that sort of standard format, the standard protocol, allows the agencies to accurately share the information, spend less time on data validation and more time on analyzing the information.
Okay, but Ginger, I'm going to change gears just a bit and ask if you could tell us about your efforts to assist OCC's Large Bank Supervision Department in modernizing its strategic resource planning. And also, if you could tell us how the Strategies and Resources Application, also known as STARS, which you mentioned previously, how that works to eliminate duplicative reporting processes and ease administrative burdens.
STARS has been a huge, huge success at the OCC. It was really one of many enterprise solutions that we deployed, and it was a value proposition. As I mentioned earlier, that the large bank supervision, they examine the largest national banks in the country. There are roughly about 18 of those largest banks. And in this difficult time, the large bank supervision business unit needed an efficient way of identifying a set of resources or examiners that can be deployed or launched at a particular bank depending on the particular need. The good old-fashioned way of doing was that it would be done quite manually. Each set of examiners or the sub-business units had their spreadsheet, and they would manually go through the process of identifying people and resources and strategies. And that took weeks and at times even months to assemble a team and launch a team. Well, the STARS program, this is where the CIO, myself, and head of the large bank were teamed as partners in understanding the business needs. And from there, we developed an IT strategy. And sure enough, we were able to establish what I call the IPT, which is the Integrated Product Team, which consisted of IT experts, business users on the large bank side. And jointly, we went through a development process where we used a commercial off-the-shelf solution, COTS package. And it was incredible. Within 6 months, we had a solution fully deployed, fully tested by the users, and it's actually being used now to help the large bank supervision in identifying, launching, and deploying their resources. And we're still collecting metrics, but clearly we have gone from an era of where it would take days and months possibly in launching resources to really a matter of hours and a day at the most, for example. And that's important because, I mean, the important mission that OCC is involved in, which is to manage the risk for large banks, STARS has been a huge success.
In some quarters, there's a perception that government lags behind the commercial sector in technology innovation. So I have a two-part question, essentially. First, do you think this perception is accurate? And second, how do you think government could enhance its position to become a leader and driver for leveraging technologies?
I wouldn't generalize that perception. I think maybe in some of the agencies, that perception may be reality. But my experience has been, you know, back when I was Department of Justice at HUD and clearly at the OCC, these agencies are really, you know, lock and step with the private sector. I mean, we're pushing the envelope in many of the cases. For example, we talked about virtualization. We talked about cloud computing. I mean, cloud computing, for example, has become the latest topic, and it's a great thing that we in the federal government ought to be doing. But at the OCC, we began using the cloud last year. So really, we are sort of at the leading edge, if you will. Agencies need to focus on innovation. A number of agencies are clearly at that level. OCC, the fact that we are using the cloud to leverage our infrastructure, which I call the on-time delivery, the fact that we are using thin client, mobile computing, business intelligence, data analytics, you know, that's tremendous sort of capabilities in terms of the innovation of, you know, using technology in a way that really enables the business. So, I mean, I think that's the perception that the federal government lags behind private. I think it's a false perception. It's too generalized. My experience has been there's a good partnership, and the agencies are pushing the envelope, and they're using leading technologies. But I think at the end of the day, it is truly about partnership between the public and the private sector. And I do want to make a plug in here that indeed, I think the private industry also has a set of responsibilities in not only looking at technology for the sake of technology, but really coming to the agencies and talking to the leadership and understanding the mission of the agencies. And I think once the technology service providers understand the mission, then they can also talk about the right technology. And clearly at the OCC, we do that all the time, and that's why we're able to leverage the state-of-the-art technology. And I think we need to do more and more of that across the federal space.
So along this same theme of partnership and collaboration, Bajinder, what kinds of partnerships are you developing to improve IT operations or outcomes? And how do you think some of these partnerships are going to change or evolve over time?
I think partnership is critical. It's central. And there are different levels of partnership, clearly. There's a partnership that I leverage within the OCC. I think it's important, as I mentioned before, that the CIO has to be seen as a business enabler. So I have to have a strong partnership, a trust with my counterparts within the agency. They have to be able to see that indeed, as a CIO, I'm locked in step with them in delivering sort of capabilities that will enable their business or their outcome, their mission, and so forth. So that's one level of partnership. The other level of partnership, which is extremely important, is really at the department or the federal government level. We need to be leveraging solutions and technology that can be leveraged, that is available across the federal government. For example, at the CIO council level, there's a level of partnership there. Third, which I think is extremely important partnership, that's between the public and the private sector. Recently, I spoke at the Industry Advisory Council, IAC, in Washington, D.C., and the entire focus was on partnership. I think it's extremely important. When I meet, for example, with the technology service providers, I ask them, I say, when you come and meet with me, demonstrate to me that you understand the mission of the OCC. Demonstrate to me that you really understand when we talk about supervision or regulation of national banks, that you indeed understand some of the challenges. And when we have that discussion in that context, it is amazing the synergy, the partnership that can be achieved. And that's something that I'm constantly speaking about in my meetings, in my presentation. In fact, some of the initiatives that you might have seen that's coming out of OCC, there's a technology refresh initiative coming out. Before that, we were consolidating our application contracts and so forth. One of the things that we did was we put out RFIs, requests for information, and that was really to engage the industry and get their best practices, ideas, and so forth, so that as we ultimately, when we send out the RFP, our RFP would reflect those best business ideas and so forth. So partnership works at multiple levels, but it's an important part of CIO in functioning and providing the best solutions.
So as you mentioned, that really the key here is that there's layers of collaboration and partnerships, and those are very important. But at the end of the day, they need to be aligned around the core business of the OCC.
Absolutely.
And the understanding of the business.
Absolutely, yes.
Great.
Yep.
So I want to go back to, I think, one of the critical dimensions of OCC, and this is the issue of your mobile workforce. The fact that you have, I think, something on the order of about 40% of your workforce is deployed, as you described, at a bank in the field, doing their supervision and their operations. So tell me a little bit more about how you support these folks that are outside of the four walls of the OCC.
Within OCC, we use the expression business first, customer always. It is business and it is all about serving the customer. That's really our motto in terms of the IT services. What's really important for me is that we understand what's working in the field, what's not working, and we capture that information and make sort of decisions on an ongoing proactive basis. So, for example, I have a number of resources, staff in the field, in our district offices, field offices, and they have established what we call the centers of excellence. Different areas, regional areas, have different set of expertise or technical expertise that's needed by the examiner. So our workforce in the field has established these centers of excellence. They focus on, for example, information collaboration, office productivity, remote access solutions, application development, training, and so forth. So the idea there is that there is a set of expertise available in the field as needed by the examination workforce. So if someone has a need for setting up a collaboration site, or if someone has a particular need about remote access for an application, that these resources are available on demand as needed in the field. And that's working well. And I like to gauge that. I like to collect information. So, for example, we use a system for help desk tickets. And every morning I come into my office, I look at the dashboard. That dashboard, I can tell what's going on in the field office, in the district offices. I can see trend analysis, and I can see where some of the pain points, whether it's network or application performance issues and so forth. And within the first 10 minutes, I can make a quick set of decisions, and I can pick up the phone and call the person in the field and find out what's going on. So this is what I call data-driven management. I look at the data, and I use that to drive the management satisfying the customer. The other thing that we do within OCC is I have a customer satisfaction surveys. That's a leading indicator of what's going on. In fact, recently we conducted one, and I was quite pleasantly surprised at that. Our customer satisfaction was close to 90%. So that information is very helpful. And majority of the information comes from outside of the four walls, if you will. So use that information to constantly, proactively understand what the priorities are, what the pain points are, and then proactively address those needs.
Great, excellent. What does the future hold for the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency? We will ask its CIO, Bajinder Paul, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.